I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. I visited the Outer Hebrides of Scotland recently. I decided to see what I would have for fishing opportunities there. So I visited the local sporting goods store in Stornoway. It's called Go Fish. And Ian Murray there told me everything I needed to know. He'll have tips for you, but first.
By the numbers, here are the costs of not having Onyx Fish. 400 extra holes drilled, 100 wasted ice miles, 20 needless gallons of truck, snowmobile, or ATV gas, 5 trips trying to catch a walleye where they don't live, 3 days of vacation you'll never get back, 2 wrong turns that cost you an extra hour at prime time, and 1 last time you'll waste dollars and effort. Onyx Fish, $34.99 per year, 10 Midwest states, countless ways to catch more fish.
When I visited the Upper Hebrides of Scotland here recently, I went to the Go Fish sporting goods store in Stornoway, and I asked Ian Murray, what can I expect for angling opportunities here? This is what he said.
Well, first of all, you've got lots of options. Because it's an island, you're going to have plenty saltwater fishing, lots of lochs. We hold about 10% of the UK's freshwater and 1% of the landmass, so that gives you an idea of the kind of freshwater opportunity we have. Most of the lochs hold brown trout, so you've got freshwater for trout, you've got saltwater for lots of different species off the rocks, and then you can go boat fishing where you can get out to ling, cod, haddock, that kind of thing. And then, of course, we've got our sea trout and salmon.
That was Ian Murray from Go Fish in Stornoway and the Outer Hebrides of Scotland. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been From the Pages of the Outdoor News.